This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The battering winter storm knocking out power to hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses across the United States on Saturday left millions more to worry about the prospect of further outages and crippling emergency response efforts with an airport in snowbound New York State. Across the country, officials have attributed at least 18 deaths to exposure, icy car crashes, and other effects of the storm, including two people who died in their homes outside Buffalo, New York, when emergency crews could not reach them amid historic blizzard conditions. The U.S. military agency, known for tracking Santa Claus as he delivers presents on Christmas Eve, does not expect COVID or the bomb cyclone hitting North America to affect St. Nick's global travels. Lieutenant General David Nahum is a NORAD official based in Anchorage, Alaska.
We don't know what Santa's route is. We watch it real time. We pick him up with our surveillance systems. And very often we have fighters that sit alert, and very often we'll send fighters up there too, just to say hi and wave, and the pilots enjoy it.
NORAD, the North American Aerospace Defense Command, is responsible for monitoring and defending the skies above North America. The agency this year plans to have about 1,500 volunteers working on Christmas Eve to field phone calls from children who want to know Santa's location and delivery schedule. Russian shells continue to pummel the south Ukrainian city of Kherson on Saturday, killing at least 10 people, injuring 55 in the city that Moscow's troops were forced to abandon last month. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is